And those are the kind you mostly find around here.
Crested wheat. Because it's bound to grow. If not in the field, it'll blow out and grow somewhere else.
Is that pretty good stuff or not really?
In the spring, when it's young and green, the cattle eat it good. Horses eat it good. Even the sheep pastured it when it was young. But
what would you call a crop that comes up without cultivation? Say you have a tomato, you plant
it's a wild tomato.
And you plant it and it comes up
volunteer.
The next year? That's what you call it? Okay.
Volunteer.
Okay, maybe you could tell me some local trees.
Cottonwood would just about cover it.
I saw some other varieties here in town.
We do have some willows. I don't know what those are. They planted up there along Main Street last summer. I don't know what they are.
I'll walk down there and tell you when I come back.
They're just trees, as far as I know. And over here, there's a... Anyway, I've got a couple of aspen here in my yard, quaking asp. And there's elm trees. And these things out here are a member of the cottonwood family. They're silver.
Silver poplar, maybe?
Silver poplar. And I don't know. There's caragana trees. They're supposed to have been bushes, but they've grown up to be trees.
Now, you mentioned quaking aspen. Do you ever call those by another name?
No, that's all I ever heard them.
Have you ever heard people call them quakies or quakers?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Let's see. Now, there's one word I have to have you say. I know it's a tree that doesn't grow here. It's sycamore?
Sycamore?
Uh-huh. Okay. And let's see. What would you call a bunch of trees that are together out on the plain?
A grove of trees.
Okay. And smaller than a tree, you may have it planted around the corners of your house. That would be a... you know, like a caragana, I guess. It's supposed to be a...
Hedge.
It's supposed to be a hedge?
Mm-hmm.
Or a bush, or a...
Bush.
Another word for that? You might call it a shrub. Can I get you to say that? Shrub?
Shrub, yeah.
Okay. Now, can you think of any type that would grow wild or under cultivation around here?
Well, cottonwoods grow wild all up and down the country.
But and the bush, maybe you have sage, I guess.
Yeah, we got sagebrush, and then there's wild gooseberry bushes, and the chokecherries are wild. And that's what they call a buffalo berry. It's a wild... And we've got... I can't think of nothing.
Okay, what about weeds? Yeah, any weeds that are especially bad?
Leafy spurge, that's the spurge of our lifetime, that stuff.
Okay, what about cactus?
There's lots of cactus. And it's just about getting to the time of the year when it blooms.
Is that pretty?
Oh, yeah. Great yellow blooms on it.
Now, what are the shape of the...
Pear shape.
Is that a prickly pear? Is that what they call it? Okay. Maybe I can get you to see it.
It's a prickly pear cactus, and it has beautiful yellow blooms in June.
Okay. All right, great. What about vines? Any vines grow around here?
Oh, we've got what we call a morning glory vine. It's wild and grows all over everywhere. And it gets in your garden, it just that to strangle out your corn and beans as it is not to. And I don't know of any other right offhand.
Section on landscape.
Oh boy.
Maybe you could tell me some names of the local streams in this area.